that prophet?
Okay, first of all, Paiskim Bechleir Chsanya. You know, MS is that I don't feel like I've been invited just to give a shir to Talmidim, individuals. I feel like I'm Amish in a bias that's my own Mishpacha. And I mean that. I mean, even though it's the first time in this actual apartment. But Rafi knows that he's not just a Talmud, but he's more like a son. And Rafi and Allison are Mishpacha to me in an emesdik way. And to be invited here to give words of chizik and esoros before Chanukah is very, very, very special on a personal note. And Amir Tashem, all the chizik, all the esoros, should be a big schus for your beautiful mishpacha, only for simcha and bracha and nachas.
Amen.
So every yontiv, it's always very important to prepare for the yontiv. Chazal teach us a shloshim yom kodem l'chag, 30 days before yontiv already, we're supposed to be preparing for the yontiv. So here we are, 3 days before the Yantiv. And I think Chanukah, in a certain sense, even more so than almost any other Yantiv. Because Chanukah, if we don't prepare, and we don't understand the mahus, the essence of what the days are all about, so one can go through the days of Chanukah, and they could be like any other days. Like, think about it, meaning, okay, our tefillos will change slightly, we're going to say Al-Anisim, and we're going to say Hallel. But we do these things, we have Rosh Chodesh, we change our tefillos a little bit. We're going to light menorah, which is, yes, we're very excited, very special, but there's some that could be a total of 10 minutes. And the rest of the day is like any other day. There's no Issa Melacha. We're going to go to work. We're going to have regular days like any other day. Okay, it happens this year, Baruch Hashem, and it's nice to be at the same time as the Umas Olam when they're celebrating their holidays, so most of us will have at least some vacation time, and it's a little more down, which is nice, and that works its way out very beautifully. But ultimately, the days are regular days. One can go through the day of Chanukah, and outside of lighting menorah, not feel like it's Chanukah at all. We dress like we dress any other day. There's no big day yontiv on Chanukah. In fact, there's a discussion, I'm not going to get into the lumdis, but we say Shechiyonu, we know, the first night, we light the Chanukah licht. We're going to say Shechiyonu Sunday night in Mitzvah. It's very exciting. So the discussion, by other Yom Tovim, we usually say Shachyanu when we make Kiddush. But if you don't make Shachyanu by Kiddush, by other Yom Tovim, there are those who hold, you're allowed to make Shachyanu just during the day. Because the whole day you feel the Yontiv, you're involved in the Yontiv, and we make a Shachyanu to thank Hashem for this beautiful opportunity. By Chanukah, we don't say the same. Because Chanukah, during the day, it's like any other day. We're dressed in our regular clothing, we're doing malacha. We don't feel that it's yontiv, that you can say, oh, I connect to something that I'm saying Shachyanu on. So it has to be on the Chanukah lich that I'm saying Shachyanu. So therefore, even more so, if we don't prepare for the yontiv, we could allow these 8 days to pass us by, and maybe we'll get our wives a present, and our kids presents, and we'll light the Chanukah menorah, and have a Chanukah party with our family, but go back to life like any other days. And the avoda of every yontiv is to lift us up. So we have to understand the depth of these days. And Chanukah is so holy and so full of Kedusha. You know, I was thinking about it. It's incredible. You know, we often think about, and not to be somber for a moment, but we like to reminisce and think about and talk about the Holocaust. And I think it's very, very important. As we have to remember those Kedoshim, those Yidden, and what was done to us. And there's a lot of chizik and esoros from the Holocaust, I always feel. It's not just a somber, depressing, you know, time in history. But specifically when we talk about the Yidden that were Moser Nefesh, that sacrificed during those times to keep Torah mitzvahs, it's incredibly inspiring. We look into our own lives and how easy we have it. And sometimes we could ask ourselves, are we living up to who we could be? And one of the areas we find, if we read Holocaust stories, Holocaust books, time and time again, more so maybe than any other time, you'll find Jews that were Moser Nefesh to light a Chanukah menorah. It's an incredible thing. You don't hear as much about all the other Yom Tov, maybe a little bit here and there, and other mitzvos. Of course, there are stories about Jews being Moser Nefesh, put on tefillin. But ultimately, more than anything else, I think, are stories about lighting a Chanukah licht, which was complete Mesiras Nefesh, complete self-sacrifice. But they felt the need. They felt the need to connect to that light, to connect to this Yom Tov. And that's because this Yom Tov, maybe more than any others, could lift us up in the darkest of hours and bring us that light and that connection to Hashem that we all need and we all want. And sadly, sometimes they were in a time that was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, felt so distant. But we sometimes just naturally don't. We feel that. And in our everyday lives, and there's so many responsibilities, and we tend to sometimes not feel that aura, not feel that Kedusha. Yeah, Hanukkah tells us every moment of my life, even in the darkest of times, I can feel that Kedusha. And we have to remember that. And we have to understand the Kedusha of these days. And B'nai Yisrael brings down, it's really earlier from Pinchas Karitzer, that we're going to light on Hanukkah 36 candles, not with the Shamash included. That's an extra candle, which is not really a chilek of the mitzvah. So you have 36 candles, 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 is 36. And that's connected to 36 hours that the Or HaGanuz was in the world at the beginning of time. There were 36 hours that the Or HaGanuz, this very deep light of ruchnius, of spirituality, of that light that allowed us to feel close to Hashem was in this world for 36 hours. And on Chanukah we light 36 candles. That means every night when we light Chanukah licht, we're connecting again to that Or HaGanuz. We're connecting again to the deepest connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, bringing that light back into our life. But we have to understand how. And we have to ensure, by hopefully learning together tonight, that we don't just walk into this Chanukah and we light candles like we've done in the past and have a nice Chanukah party with our families, which is very, very beautiful. It's always nice to spend quality, good family time. But we want this to also be a time that lifts us up. And that we can walk away and maybe a month later look back and say, I'm a different person because of Chanukah. Chanukah gave me chizik. It gave me inspiration, as we all need. So how specifically? I want to talk about one specific halacha tonight that I believe for all of us in this room at the points in life that we are in can give us tremendous chizik and esoros. Because it's a very interesting halacha. When it comes to Neres Chanukah, and it's explicit in the Gemara, and we paskin this in the Shulchan Aruch, that when is the Zman of Chanukah licht? When are you supposed to light the Chanukah licht? So we all know at night. So the earliest Zman brought down in the Gemara, and we paskin Kalacha really, is Mitzvasa Mishatishka Chama, is sunset. Sunset these days is very, very early. Sunset is around 4:30. And that's when we could finally see, and there could be that contrast between the candle that we're going to light in the dark nights, and it could inspire us. During the day, the candle's not going to do much for us. So it's Mishatishka Achamu by Shkiyas Achama, Shkiya. Now again, there's sometimes B'dieve, we could light already a Plag HaMincha. For example, on Friday night, we can't wait till Shkiyah to light the Chanukah licht. We're going to have to light already earlier than that, and we have to ensure that our Chanukah menorah has enough oil to last at least a half hour after Shkiyah. But the earliest proper time, according to the Gemara, is Shkiyah, is sunset. What's the latest time we're supposed to light the Chanukah menorah? So here we have a very strange shear, a very strange measurement, time frame. We're so used to, when it comes to times, We have Shkia, we have Tseis HaKochavim, we have Alos HaShachar, dawn, we have Netzach Hama, sunrise, Plag HaMincha, Chatzos, and here we have Ad Shetichla Regel Menashuk. Nowhere else in Halacha, such a strange Zman. We have this Zman that we can light the Chanukah until people are still outside in the market. Now logically it makes somewhat sense, because if the idea is we're trying to be Mekayim Persumei Nisa and publicize this miracle, so we want people to be around. Now Baruch Hashem, Bizman HaZeh, being that people with electrical light and technology, people are outside, most poskim say for sure until 12 o'clock at night is Ad Shetich LaRegel Min HaShuk. If you live in the middle of Times Square, it could be all night long till sunrise because people are outside. It's really subjective to where you live. If you're living up in Nechves, the Poconos, in some random street and nobody comes up, it could be very, very short. So it's really subjective to where you live. But why this very strange measurement? It's so, like, tell us until Chatzos. That's what we're used to. Tell us the Zman that we're used to. And the halach is after that time, whatever time that is, let's say 12 o'clock, you can't light anymore the menorah with a bracha. Unless you have people that are up with you, by the way. The halacha is, even if it's late at night, if there are people in your home that are with you, so you can still light the menorah all night long until the morning. In fact, I'll tell you just a story. It's Thursday night, so many years ago, this is about 8, 9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, So every Thursday night I give a shiur in my house, late at night, to Talmidim that are back from Eretz Yisrael, learning Yeshiva based Medrash Age guys. Some of the chever here have been there many times. And so it was Thursday night of Chanukah. And I gave shiur starts around 11:30, 11:40, goes for about 45 minutes, an hour. Then a lot of the guys hang out. A lot of the guys stay till mamish, like 2 in the morning, 2:30. Baruch Hashem, I have an incredible Eish Chayil. We're singing literally after shiur, at 1 o'clock in the morning, we're singing in the house. I have a malach as a wife. And so it was Thursday night Chanukah, about 8-9 years ago. And it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, the last guys are leaving. And one of the guys comes over to me and says, Rebbe, I forgot to light Chanukah menorah. I didn't light Chanukah menorah yet. So I said to him, don't worry. First of all, lehalacha ner ishu beso. I mean, we mekai mahadrim and hadrim, where we all light the menorah, right? But the ikra halacha is one person lights the menorah, we're yotzei through that. That's all we need. In fact, svardim, their mahadrim and mahadrim, only one person lights. Sure, you know from your father-in-law, right? Nobody else lights in the house, right? By svardim, one person lights. That's how they hold his mahadrim and mahadrim. I'm not going to get into that whole halachic discussion right now. We Ashkenazim, we all light the menorah, mahadrim and mahadrim. So I said, don't worry. First of all, you've been yotze. Your father lit already. You were yotze through in. But, you know, we all want to light the Chanukah menorah. I'm going to go a pasnish, to go a night without lighting the Chanukah menorah. Seriously? So I said, don't worry. Okay, you could light. You just can't light with a bracha at this point. But this guy, he was sad about that. I want to make brachas. I'm not going to make Chanukah. We only have 8 nights all year. I'm not going to make brachas on the Chanukah menorah, Rebbe. Come on. So it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said to him, you know what? You know what? Okay. I'll drive my car and I'll come to your house. And if I come to your house now, I'll be there with you. And the halacha is if you have somebody with you, you can still make the brachas. So I'll be there with you. And I went. And he made the brachas, and we sang together all the songs, and we sat there for a half hour together. That was after Achtich L'Rei Olashok. The Talmud's name happened to be Rafi Goodman, and we're in this apartment. And Rafi, you remember that?
Yeah.
And Baruch Hashem, we're here together preparing for Chanukah. But let's understand tonight why that halacha is so. Why Achtich L'Rei Olashok? B'derech avodah, on a deeper level. What is that telling us? Because that's the end of lighting. That tells us that is significant in our lives. That's important in our lives. That shir, that zman. Achetich l'regel manashok. So it's interesting. It's interesting. The shir is achetich l'regel manashok. Achetich l'regel manashok. It could be achetich l'adam manashok. Achatikla ish min ashok. Or, last time I checked, Baruch Hashem, we should all be zoich and have gesund. We have 2 legs. Achatikla raglayim min ashok, right? What do you mean achatikla regel min ashok? Why achatikla regel min ashok? So I saw this many years ago from the Heligur of Moshe Leib Sassavar. And he says a very deep, very special idea. Achatikla regel min ashok. You see, Chevra, the shuk is the marketplace. So what the shuk represents for each and every one of us, the shuk is the place where we work. We don't have, you know, okay, we're zoich to be in Eretz Yisrael, we all love going to the shuk. We all love, mamish, you can go to Eretz Yisrael, spend 3-4 days a week, and just go to stay in the shuk, let's be real. Mamish, these days with the restaurants in the shuk, you really don't have to leave. You have a shul in the shuk, you got the restaurant, you walk around eating the nuts and the candy, you're good to go. My kids, mamish, they just want to hang out in the shuk. You go to Hatch, you have a good time. You want a good drink, whatever it might be. You get some esrog juice, whatever that stuff is for some reason supposed to give you all the briot in the world. All the skulos, you don't need to go anywhere else with skulos, rambam drink, whatever it is they give you over there. But the shuk is the marketplace. The shuk represents the place where we work. The shuk represents our avoda, our parnasa. You know what happens in life, sadly? Sometimes we get carried away into the world of parnasa and the world of shuk. And sometimes if we really look at our life, it's sometimes hard because even just to earn a living, if we think about how many hours I'm in work and how many hours I'm home, how many hours I'm connecting to Hashem, most of us, to be able to earn parnasa, we're in work 10, 12, 14 hours of the day. We're home only a few hours. Baruch Hashem, we try, we go to shul, we do what we have to do, but ultimately, the bulk of our day is shuk. The bulk of our day is shuk. And sometimes, sadly, because the bulk of the time is shuk, it also, what happens, sadly, is that philosophically and emotionally, my life becomes shuk. The ikkar, all that I'm thinking about is that, is parnasa, and my world in the office, and how I'm going to make parnasa, I'm going to support my family, and even though I'm supporting my family, but how am I going to make enough to be able to feel comfortable, because my warped sense of reality of being comfortable is something that's abnormal, and ultimately, it has an effect on who we are, and that becomes, sadly, our ikkar. It becomes the most important thing in our life. And what we spend most of our time thinking about doing is the world of shuk. And don't get me wrong, everybody here should be zeichet, a big parnasa. And we have a chiv and a chrayas to support our families and to work. We have to just realize it's klala from Adam Arishon. Halavai, there will come a time when we won't have to. But we do, and once we do, it's important that we do. And it's important that we support our families well, and that we can raise our children and give them all that we want to give them, and grow up at derech Torah mitzvahs, but feeling comfortable and feeling that they have whatever they need and whatever they want. And that's very, very beautiful, and that's a beautiful responsibility we should, all should feel. But realize it's only a means towards an end. So comes along Chanukah. And again, a reminder, as we start off, Chanukah is the yontav of Chol. Chanukah is the yontav of the mundane day. Chanukah is the yontav where we are working every day of the yontav. Chanukah are regular days. Chanukah is in the darkest of times. Chanukah is a time when we are ourselves in our everyday lives. And comes along Chanukah and we light the menorah. And that menorah is the light of clarity, is the light of Torah, the light, kiner mitzvah v'torah ar, the light of our lives, that are aganas, as we said before. So what do we have to remember? Regel min hashuk. Let's remember to take one foot out of the shuk. Not take your full self out. You have to work. You have to earn a living. But it's interesting. Explicitly regel. Take one foot out. You could have one foot in. But always have one foot out. That's not your ikker. I'm here because I need to be here. But I don't want to be here. I want to be with my family. I want to be with my kids. I want to be with their bonus room. I want to be in the base medrash. I want to be in shul. I need to be here. And that's okay. And that's beautiful. But always with one foot out. Achatichla regel min ashuk. That's the avodah of Chanukah. To take one foot out of our shuk. One foot out of that world. How do we get that? How do we come to that? How do we come to that? Because that's hard. It's nice when we talk about it, and it's such clarity in the moment right now. It's such clarity, but we all get pulled in, and we get pulled into the rat race of society and the world. And first of all, we have to develop a deep sense of histapkus b'muat. We have a deep sense of understanding of being ezu asher sameach b'chelko, being happy with our lot, being happy with what we have, not always comparing to others. Not everything in life needs to be competition, and in fact, that's our downfall. Look into ourselves. What do I really need? What does my family really need? When it comes to the materialism and physicality, who am I? It's when we're comparing to others that there's that rat race, and I feel like, but they have this, and they have this, and I need to live up to that, and they have this prestigious job, and who cares? Be yourself. Be yourself. It's when we're ourselves that we could then be besimcha with ourselves, and we could find ourselves and be willing to have one foot out. You know what the first words were spoken to Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu is like, he's our first of our forefathers, right? Avram Avinu is pretty chashuv, pretty important, of the most important people in the world. He's the one who came to monotheism on his own somehow. And he's our first of the avos. So you gotta figure, the very first words spoken to Avram Avinu by God himself are pretty significant words, are pretty deep words, are pretty impressive words, are pretty incredible, inspirational words. You know what the first words were? You know them. Lech lecha. Thank you, Benjamin. Okay. Lech lecha. So we think that means he's telling him to leave his homeland, get away from these influences, go to Eretz Yisrael. Just take the first two words. Lech lecha. You know what Hashem was telling Avinu, the very first words? Lech lecha, go be yourself. Be true to yourself. Stop looking around. You're so sweet. You're so sweet, Nathan. Thank you so much. Be yourself. Be true to yourself. You know what Yavon was all about? You know what the Greeks were all about? We know it all. We know the Colosseum. I don't know how many have ever been there. What was it all about? Competition. The greatness in Yavon was in comparison to each other. My greatness, I'm successful. I'm a success case only if I compete against others and I beat them. If I'm better than somebody else. Lech lecha means just be yourself. Don't compare to anyone else. Just be yourself. That's the avodah to defeat Yavon, to defeat the Greeks. And that's when you could take one foot out. And make sure I'm going to work and I'll Bez Hashem be successful. But that's not my ikker, that's my toffel. That's so I could enjoy everything else that is ikker. And that's what ultimately going to be most besimcha. You know, we have the Saras Adibros. We stand up for the Saras Adibros, right? Saras Adibros are clearly foundations of Judaism. Saras Adibros are the core value system, what it is to be a Jew. And seemingly we have a concept always, and that's, by the way, what the Gemara tells us of why we light the menorah, first one, then two, then three, then four, as opposed to Tzmachlokis Besham Beshil 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Why? Because of Malin V'Kodesh Ve'en Maridin, right? We're supposed to always go up in holiness. So the Saras Adibros as well, seemingly you should go up in holiness. Saras Adibros as well. So we start in Oich Hashem Elokecha, that's the foundation. Got to start there. What's the tenth of that Saras Adibros? Seemingly, the lingering taste, and somehow, in a certain sense, what's most important, perhaps, we could suggest, Losachmod. Don't covet, don't be jealous of others. Don't look at others. Don't care about what others have. And that's when we'll be most happy with what we have. That's when And that's when you'll be willing to take one foot out. When you're just besimcha with what you have, and when you're besimcha with what you have, then you could connect to Hashem in the deepest ways. Then you could feel that light. Because otherwise I have no time for the light. I have no time for the Torah. I have no time for the tefillah. I have no time for... We're here, Baruch Hashem, and you guys have a chashivas to grow and to learn that you're here on a Thursday night. We know it's right now it's only 8:15. Meaning what? There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and many of your own friends that you know are still working now. And are going to be working for the next 2 hours and next 3 hours. You all know people that are going to be in their offices. Now sometimes we might need to. But sometimes it's because I've lost sight of what's ikker and what's tafel. And I fell into that rat race and that became what my life has been about. Which is so sad. Which is so sad. You know, we all know the story of Rabbi Akiva. But I want to point out something very special that I had the schus to hear this past Shabbos Kodesh from Rav Ephraim Waxman, who unfortunately lost his father this week. Shama Shadam and Aliyah. So we'll say a Torah from Rav Ephraim Waxman, the schus of his own father. You know, Gemara tells us in the Darim how Rabbi Akiva, I could have the Gemara, we could read it. Rabbi Akiva is Kaddish Le'barse the Kalba Savua. It's Gemara in the Darim Nun Aleph. Rabbi Akiva got engaged, we know, to the daughter of Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua was a very wealthy aristocrat in the time. Shama Kalba Savua, and what was Akiva? It was a worker of his, a nothing. He had not a penny to his name. And again, he wasn't Rabbi Akiva yet. This was Akiva. So he begashmi baruchni, Akiva was unknown. Unknown. And he gets engaged to imagine, like, you know, whatever you want to put that name, there's daughter. So what did he, Kalba Savua was very upset about it. He couldn't handle it. Adra hanami kol nichse. He said, if you get married, I'm not giving you a penny. You lose it all. It's gone. Ozlav intzavile bisusa. They went and they got married. The love is too strong. Something I deal with sadly often with parents and couples and when parents get too involved in their children's dating life and causes major issues. Mal, it's you and your nephew. Your nephew just became a chassan, Baruch Hashem. Just became a chassan. So Rabbi Akiva marries Kalba Savua's daughter. Rachel. The discuss to daven by both of the kfar many, many times. Rachel and Rabbi Kiva are buried very near each other in Tveria. And what, at the beginning of their life, again, their father-in-law wouldn't support them. Akiva came from nothing. Haviganu beitivna. They would lie on straw. They didn't have beds. They didn't have anything. They would lie on straw. Havikaminake leitivna. Listen to this about how we should talk to our spouses. Havikaminake leitivna min mazia. So Rabbi Akiva would pull the straw out of the hair of his wife. The hair would get stuck when they would pick the straw out of his wife. And say to Rachel, Yavi le remino lech yushalayim de dava asa. If I could have it, if I had some sort of crown, a golden crown of Yishlayim, I would put it on your head. Even though it's very important, even though he didn't have it. Sometimes we don't have it. But he wanted to tell his wife, if I had it, I'd give it to you, trust me. I want to give you the world. I love you, I care about you. All I want to do is give to you. He showed her the love and the compassion with words, so important, sometimes we forget. But then continues on, Asa Elio, Elio Navi comes. Idme lohun ka'ancha, and he looked like a regular person. Mekari ababa, he knocks on the door. Amr lo havili porta de tivna. Could you give me a little bit of straw? Diyadis asse velis le miyadam la'agne. My wife gave birth to a daughter, and I don't have any straw. Do you have a little straw for me? Amr lo Rabbi Akiva la'ansa say, chazi gavar nafil tivna lo isle. So Rabbi Akiva says to his wife, you see this? He doesn't even have a straw. Look how lucky we have. Baruch Hashem, we have so much. Ezu finally, for the first time, Ezu Asher Sameach Mechelko. They felt it. At that point, very interesting. Mamish Til Ravraim actually picked it up on this and brought this out to me this past Shabbos. I never picked up on this in the story. And it's at that point in the story, exactly then, Umra Le Zil Havi Be'erav. That's when Rachel says to Akiva, go learn Torah, leave. And we all know he goes for 12 years and comes back and hears his wife saying, I wish he'd go another 12 years and goes another 12 years and becomes the great Rabbi Akiva with 24,000 Talmidim, of who we wouldn't have Torah today if it wasn't for Rabbi Akiva. But when was it that his wife said, go learn Torah, which is the deepest connection to Hashem? The Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, we just had Yud Tes Kislev, this past week, the day, the Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, when the Baal HaTanya got out of jail, Yud Tes Kislev, the Baal HaTanya, in the Tanya writes in Dalid, in Perek Dalid, every time we learn Torah, we're hugging the Ribbono Shalom. Mom, do you know what it is to give the Ribbono Shalom a hug? Do you guys know what it is to give the Ribbono Shalom a hug? Who wouldn't want, if I could say, right now, we're going to give the you could go give the Ribbono Shalom a hug. Who wouldn't line up? And it's going to cost you $10,000. You wouldn't line up to give the Ribbono Shel Olam a hug? I'll give the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right now we are giving the Ribbono Shel Olam a hug. We're learning Torah together. Mamish giving it because when you learn Torah, you get to know Hashem. You're learning with Hashem. You're connecting to Hashem. It's the biggest chus in the world. What is a hug? Connecting to someone. Every time we learn Torah, we're hugging Hashem. It's beautiful. No more beautiful line in the whole Tanya, I hold. Mamish, look at that line all the time. Perek Dalet, check it up in Tanya. Every time, he's hugging the Ribbono Shel Olam. So wait, so when did Rachel tell Akiva, go hug the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're ready? When she realized, okay, histapkus b'muat, ezu asha sameach b'chalka. It's then, go learn Torah. Until then, she couldn't say it. Because until then, I'm too worried about my parnasa, I'm too worried about my shuk. When am I willing to take one foot out? Only when I'm recognized, that it's not about it looking around, and I just have to be happy with what I have, and it's all good. And I'll make the most with it. That's when it's going to happen. Ezu asher sameach b'chalko, I'll take one foot out. But when I take one foot out, I have to understand, it's the second idea after being istapkus b'muad, after being sameach b'chalko, is just reprioritizing our lives. Stopping and thinking, what really is most important in my life? You know, if you stop and think, why do I care to make so much money? Why do I care to be successful? It's so that what? I could spend beautiful time with my family. Yet I'm never getting to that because I'm only stuck in the moment of what I'm doing. I had this chus this past Sunday to be the kayim by a pidyon haben, very close Talmud, Elio Atias. It was very beautiful and very close to both sides because his wife, the Maradis, so His wife's father, David, went to yeshiva with my father in high school already. Baruch Hashem, it was a very special simcha for me. It was actually a deschus. Elio's older brother, Michael, made a I was the kohen for Michael's son's pidyon ben, now for Elio's pidyon ben, two in a row. Have a pidyon ben is very, very rare, unless you're part of the Goodman family. But the Goodmans, they made three pidyon bens. How's that possible? Nisim. Okay, well, Rafi and his two sisters all had pidyon bens. I had the schus to be the kohen by Nathan's pidyon ben, which was very, very special. But here we have two in a row. We'll see where it goes.
Better change
better than this. I hear that. So a pidyon ben, what is the whole idea of a pidyon ben? A pidyon ben, when you have this child that the Rabbeinu Shalom has given you, this bracha, this simcha, it's a recognition that it's all from Hashem. And it's a reminder that this is really the Rabbeinu Shalom's. But I give away, you ask that question, I always tremble when I as a kohen ask this question, I'm in the schus baruch Hashem, to ask that question, my ba is tfei. My boss today, what do you want more? Do you want to keep the money or do you want your kid? Do you want the money or your kid? That's we literally asked that question. My boss today, I've asked that question many, many times. I've never heard a person, I'd rather keep the money.
Depends how much.
I hear you, Kevin. I hear you. But I've never heard the answer. Kevin, let me tell you. Malach. That's the kid that I was playing though. There you go, Nathan. We're talking about you. I've never, you know why? Because there's nobody who deep down in that moment doesn't have the proper priority in their life. Everyone knows what's MS. Everyone wants it. We just tend to forget. We get stuck in the moment and pulled into the world that has different philosophies and different areas of life that are important. Pidyon HaBen brings us back. My ba is tvei. What's most important? You know what's most important? Our family, our children, our wives, our spouses, the Rabbeinu Shalom, our relationships in this world. And that as well. Achatich l'regel min hashuk. Take one foot out of the shuk of your job. Don't have both feet in. Why would you ever have both feet in? That's what's important in your life? Why would you ever have both feet in? Think about it. I should always recognize I only should have one foot in. I need to have one foot out. It's not what it's about. I'll never forget one of the mamish was so sad. One of the moments of my life. I'll never so sad when my son Shmuel, who's now 18 years old, learning in Eretz Yisrael. So when he was in, maybe it was first grade. Might have been pre-1A or first grade. And so this goes back about 13 years ago. And one day he went to yeshiva late. I don't remember why. And I dropped him off. And I take him in. And I saw one of his friends, who I was super close with, the friend and the family and the parents. So I say that this was a Tuesday morning. Remember, like yesterday, Tuesday morning. And I say to the boy, this little 5-6-year-old boy, whatever age it was, I say to this boy, you know, do me a favor, say hello to your father when you see him tonight. Send him Shalom Aleichem, right? Say, what's up? So he looks at me, this little boy. He says to me, okay, I'll send him regards, but I won't be able to do it till Friday night. Because I never see my father during the week. I only get to see him on Shabbos. He leaves very early in the morning. He leaves before I wake up. He gets home late every single night before I ever get home. I never see my father during the week. So I'll send him regards. He said it very nonchalantly. He wasn't coming for any type of therapy or anything. He was just saying it. He's a little boy, you know. Correct. We won't divulge the later. But anyways, Lamaisa, he doesn't see his father during the week. And Mamash walked into my car, I was crying for him. I was crying for him, that's what it's about. And I understand there are times we have to put in, there are nights, there are particular times in our life, I have to put in serious hours just to, for sure. But ultimately, where's my priority? What's my life? What's my ikkar? What's my tafel? Achatich l'regel min hashuk. The lesson of Chanukah to lighten up our lives in the darkest of times, in our areas of shuk, in our market, in our world of business. Take one foot out and remember what you really need. Stop looking around at others and reprioritize. Get back to who we really are. But I'll take it one step further, Chevra. Take it one step further. I believe Achatich L'Regel Min Ashuk, taking that one foot out in our world of Parnassa, in our world of business, in our world of Gashmias, is not just understanding how important everything else is in our life, and this is so secondary, and trying to minimize that time then, It's also while we're there. Meaning what? While we're in our job, we're in worlds, and we're associating with individuals that don't have the same levels of morals and ethics that we do, or we should. As somebody that has a derech of Torah mitzvahs, if somebody has the objective truth of the guiding light of kiner mitzvah of the Torah are, of how we're supposed to speak, how we're supposed to interact, how we're supposed to conduct business. And what's important is also, Achatich L'Regel Min Ashuk means even when I'm in the marketplace as well, I always have one foot out. What do I mean one foot out? I always remember that I'm a Ben Torah. And I always remember that I'm also connected to Torah. You know, there's a very famous Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey. And the Gemara discusses Machlokes, Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Shimon bar Yochai actually says, we should all just sit and learn Torah all day. Hashem will provide. Now the bottom line is, the Gemara ends up that, and then there's Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you have to learn Torah and get a job. And that's what we all prescribe to. And the Gemara itself says, Harbe asuk Rav Shimon v'lo also b'yadam, that many tried to do like Rav Shimon and didn't work. There are yechidim, the Marsha talks about it, people, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, yechidim should be yechidim that could do it and Hashem will provide. But for most of us, we have to have a job, we have to earn parnasa, and that's very beautiful and wonderful. But you know what the lashon of the Gemara Reb Shmuel is? Haneg bahen minog derech eretz. Which means, together with my learning should be my job. That means, I believe, Nefesh Chaim talks about the length, I'm not going to get into it, but it means even when I'm in my job, I'm doing it b'derech Torah mitzvahs. It means I have one foot out, I have one foot always connected to Torah. So I'm not going to lower myself. And if my coworkers are going to a particular place that I know is not appropriate as someone who's a Ben Torah or somebody, then it doesn't matter what effect it will have. I can't go and I won't go. And if they're talking about things that are inappropriate and not what the Rabbanu Shlomo would want me talking about, and not my wife would want me talking about, I'm not talking about it. And I'll walk away. And while I'm in my job, I also have one foot out. I'll be the best I could be in the job. But I'm always having that one foot out because I always understand there's a higher cause and there's a higher being. And I'm somebody who's an Eved Hashem. And I'm going to try to be successful while being an Eved Hashem, and I won't ever sacrifice that. That's also what it means to have one foot out. You know, every morning, we make a bracha, Birchas HaTorah. Sher Kedishan B'Zvazavzan Lasok B'Devri Torah. And then we learn a little Torah. We say, Yivrach Hashem Vishmaracha, Elu Dvar. We say, right, we learn a little Torah. And hopefully, we all learn a little in the morning, have a little bit of a Seder. But then we go on to our jobs, and go on to everything else. And let's say later at night, you want to learn a little bit again, which hopefully we do. Do you make a new Birchas Torah? No. Why not? Why not? Last, and that's the Lashon, Raf, right? Beautiful. You're osik the day. Not just that's the bread. It doesn't say Brachat Hashem Elchalam Lilmo Torah. Lasok b'divrei. You know what Lasok means? To deal with Torah. My Asek is actually my job. Even then I'm in the Torah. I don't stop for a moment. I'm not away from Torah. I have one foot in, but I have one foot connected to the Torah always. Achatich L'Regel Min Ashuk means that as well. I'm always connected. And that's what Chanukah reminds us of again. It reminds us what our priorities are. It reminds us to look only at ourselves and not at others. It reminds us even when I'm in that world, how to lift myself up with the Aura of Torah. You know how we achieve that all? I'll tell you one other perhaps, I want to say another pshat in Achatich L'Regel Min Ashuk. The Chanukah licht is lit until you get rid of the regel. So one pshat we said was take one foot out of our jobs, our shuk. Regel is also Milashon Hergel. You know what Hergel means? Hergel is when we do things robotically. Hergel is when we do things habitually. Hergel is when it's just every day. I do it today because I did it yesterday because that's what my father told me to do. With void of passion, Void of excitement, void of emotion, void of desire. So when my davening becomes Hebrew reading exercises, that's called hergel. I'm still doing it, but I'm opening up a sitter, and I'm reading Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, but ultimately it's just a Hebrew reading exercise. I don't even know how I got to the end. I started a few moments ago. And I put on my tefillin, but it's just, it's out of hergel. It's out of just what I'm accustomed to. It's robotic. And of course, I have mezuzahs in my home, and of course I keep Shabbos, but it's all hergel. Now, if that's the case, there's no relationship. There's no emotional relationship. There's no connection. Achetichle regel could actually also perhaps mean achetichle hergel. That I have no more robotic, mundane, meaningless Judaism in my life. You want it to be that I could pull a foot out of the shuk and remember what's meaningful in my life and purposeful in my life. When I'm away from the job, my avodah has to be full of meaning and purpose. When I daven, I have to try to daven with hislavus, with fire, with passion. That's the fire of the Chanukah licht as well. I'm going to stare, and it's important to stare. It's very interesting. We say it, Haneris Ol HaKadoshim, Ein Lanu Rishus L'Shtamesh Bem, right? These lights that we're going to light are holy. We're not allowed to benefit from them, right? If you had all your lights off, you can't sit by the Chanukah licht and read a book. It's also to benefit. They're a mitzvah. But we say, Ein Lanu Rishus L'Shtamesh Bem, Ela L'Rosum B'Vav, but you're supposed to look at them. Why look at them? To remind us of this light of Torah, to remind us of what our priorities are, to remind us of the passion of a fire that my Yiddishkeit should be. That's why in Chanukah there's an emphasis also on Hiddur mitzvah. Where else we find this? Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Minim Mahadrin, right? Only by Chanukah. When do you do things in a beautiful way, in a passionate way? When you have passion, when you have excitement for it, you're going to beautify it. You want to do it in an awesome way. When it's your wife's birthday, it's not just, okay, I'll be Yoytze Zayin and get a Hallmark card that's written in some way and sign my name at the bottom and take her out to check off the list that we went out to dinner. I hope, and I don't care how long you're married, I'm Zoyche Beit Hashem in another couple months to be married 20 years. And every year you think about doing something very, very special and making sure that your spouse knows you love them and you care about them because you have passion for that. So you want to beautify the night. You want to do it in a hiddur way. Hiddur mitzvah by Chanukah, say our Yiddishkeit has to be full of passion. Full of excitement. And if my Yiddishkeit's full of passion, I understand that's my priority, then I'll be able easily to pull one foot out of the business world. Because I'll know where my priorities are. So I need to elevate that. I have to look at the menorah also and bring back the passion. We've all tasted it at times, but we lose sight of it at times as well. Chanukah is the time to bring back the passion. Brought me an incredible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a matana, a very big matana. You ready for this, Chevra? The first mamash came to me in the schus of this shir. And everything we're talking about tonight. So the line, again, you light Chanukah licht, ad shetichle regel min ashuk. So tichle means to finish, to get rid of. Regel min ashuk. So some of the Chevra that knows me knows that my heart connects very deeply to Gematria. It's very, to me, Gematria is very deep Pnimis HaTorah. And my mind works like that. So I was thinking about it, Tichla Regel Min HaShuk also could mean to finish, to take away Regel from the Shuk. So if you take Gematria Shuk, which is what? 406 Shuk. And you take away from 406 Regel. So Tichla Regel Min HaShuk. Right? What's Regel? Regel is 233. So 406 minus 233, right, could take away the regel from the shuk, whoever's following, right, is 173. You can't make this up. There's only matana from the Rabbonu Shalom. It's exactly, again, you ready? Achatichle regel min ashuk, right? So you're taking away regel from the shuk. We gave pshat in it tonight. But also, just b'derech drush, you're taking the regel out of shuk, right? You're taking your, so take the gematria of regel out of the gematria of shuk. And I take regel from shuk. So shuk is 406 minus regel. Because that's what you're doing, right? So 406 minus 333 is 100 and... minus 233. 406 minus 233, which is regel, is 173. This is mamish matana from Hashem in the schus of the chevr here, because this has to be... Things like this have to be only from the Eibishter. Exactly gematria, yesod de Chanukah. The foundation of Chanukah. Yesod de Chanukah, the foundation of Chanukah, is taking the regel out of the shuk. Because that's everything we're saying tonight, what the whole entire essence of Chanukah is to remind us to have the passion of the Torah. of the aura of the Chanukah. And remind us to take that regal out of the shuk and understand where our priorities are. And reprioritize our life. And be happy with what we have. And live such a life, and which will be ultimately the life of Simcha. Because by the way, that's what it comes down to. You think you're doing all this that we spoke about tonight. Everything we spoke about tonight. You think this is for the Ribbon Shalom? Halavai should be the Ribbon Shalom. Halavai we should be on all levels that we really think about Ribbon Shalom and want Ribbon Shalom all day and all night. You know why you should listen to this? You know why we have to live this? Because this is how you'll be most besimcha. This is how we'll be happiest. This is what we really want. This is what every one of us wants. For yourself. That's Yesod de Chanukah. Gematria, Regel, taken out of Shuk. By the way, just happens to be, if you add the Kolal, it's exactly Gematria, Ever HaMelech, because that's what it is to be a servant of Hashem, to live the life with the Regel out of the Shuk. So it's exactly Gematria, Ever HaMelech, which is also exactly Gematria, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Trust me on all this, you can all check it later. But you see, it's Yesod de Chanukah, and it's what it's all about. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm Hashem your God. Remember that and be the Ever HaMelech. So Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Gematria, Ever HaMelech. How do you do that? Take the regal out of the shuk, and that's Yesod de Chanukah. All the same exact Gematria, 173. It's not from the Rabbanu Shalom. I can't make that up. I mean, I did, but it's clearly from the Rabbanu Shalom. Because the Rabbanu Shalom wanted us to hear it, and to learn it. And to know it. And to live it. Most importantly, to live it. You know, sometimes we have this chus. You learn Torah. And the Torah itself is beautiful. And just to learn Torah is a chus. Sometimes the Torah, you can't just learn the Torah. We have to live the Torah. Good. This is Torah we have to live. To live with one foot out. To live with one foot out of the shuk in all these ways. To spend that beautiful time with our families. Spend that beautiful time with our children. What's it all about? So I won't see my children from Shabbos to Shabbos? That's why I'm working all day and night. To spend time with my davening. Not just ayyot zayin, so I ran in and ran out and was there. I made minyan. I checked it off my list. Like Rav Salvechik used to say, we want to check it off our list. I want to have daven, not that I want to daven. Not to spend time. That's what the ikkar is. Be passionate about that. Spend time. Have a seder. To learn every day a little, whatever time, and that's subjective to everybody here. Doesn't mean that we have to be like we're back in yeshiva learning 8 hours a day, or 2 hours a day, or 1 hour a day. Maybe it's 20 minutes. Maybe it's 20 minutes, but those 20 minutes, that's my ikker. That's my passion. Those 20 minutes are, nothing else matters. I won't do anything else. My phone is off, 20 minutes. 20 minutes. No one can say they can't, and you'll hug the Rabban Shalom for those 20 minutes. I remember what my priorities are. I get it back. I get 1 foot out. Achatich l'regel nushuk. Get 1 foot out. Let's get 1 foot out. That's Yesod de Chanukah. Take that regel out of the shuk. Gematria Yesod de Chanukah. The foundation of Chanukah. That's what it's all about. Every night when we light the menorah, which we're going to light it a little bit earlier. We're not going to be like when I did with Rafi so late at night that time. We're going to light it earlier. But remember, it's Zman Achatich l'regel nushuk. I'm going to remember this every night of Chanukah and reprioritize life and take my 1 foot out. Just to end with a story. There was a yid. The yid was collecting money for yeshiva, and he was in a different country. If I remember correctly, I think it was Australia. And he was there in the end for Shabbos Kodesh. And he went to shul. He didn't know where he was eating that night. And someone brought him over to a yid who was a big gevir who. And invited him. He comes in the house. It's like, mom, it's like a palace. Unbelievable. And he's sitting there. You know, you have chvesnish, like 6 different forks, because, you know, every little size. It's unbelievable. Looking around, the silver, the gold. And he looks in the amor. With all the silver, these spectacular pieces like he's never seen before. It puts that tzorfim to shame, you know. He sees, like, this canister with, like, broken glass. Okay, maybe it was from the chuppah. I don't know, but it was a lot of it. It didn't look like it was like this. It was like this whole thing of it. And it was like, it was old. It looked, what's going on here? So sometime when he got a little bit more comfortable, this guy, he asks the Balabas, he says, you've been so incredible. You're so kind. You're so sweet. Thank you for having me. And your house is so beautiful. But like, can you tell me, what's with the glass? Broken glass in your break front. He says, then let me tell you the story. He says, I want you to know, I was very successful I grew up religious at first for my house, but when I went out and I started making money, and I fell into the world and the associates that I have, I slowly fell away. And you know how it is, one thing led to another. First I would walk to, you know, I'll walk to the office on Shabbos, and eventually ended up becoming a completely frayer, a completely non-observant Jew. And I was married, my children, we fell to the extent, mamish kept nothing. I'm talking, we're not talking Yom Kippur Jews. Nothing, we were eating on Yom Kippur. Nothing, my kids knew from nothing. One day, and we had the most beautiful home and everything. One day I'm walking home, and I see these kids outside playing. And one kid suddenly I see is crying, surrounded by broken glass. I go over to the kid, I says, what's wrong? What's going on? And he's in a yarmulke and, you know, payas and the whole. And this kid says to me, I want you to know, he said to me, he just opened up, because I guess I opened up to him. He says, my family is very, very poor. And for the last 2 months, my father's been saving up money a little bit every week, because it's going to be Hanukkah tonight. And he had to save money so we could buy oil for the Hanukkah menorah. And earlier today, he gave me the money that he saved for 2 months that I should go to the store to buy the oil. And he said to me, protect it with your life. And he said to me, make sure to bring it right home. Don't stop and do anything else. So excited, the chashivas of the mitzvah. And here I was, I bought the oil, and I was on my way home, and I see my friends, they were playing ball over here. So I said, you know what, I'm going to put the jar over here safely. How can I not play with my friends? And somehow as we're playing, you know, the ball goes and hit the jar, and this jar shattered. This jug of oil shattered. And that's why I'm crying. And he says to this man, what am I going to tell my father? What am I going to tell my father? What am I going to tell my father? And this man pulled out of his pocket and he gave him a nice sum of money. He says, please go back and buy yourself all the oil you need, and here's a little extra. Let me take care of it. You're fine. And the boy was so happy. He gave him a big hug and he went and he left and he went to buy whatever he needed. And this man says he stood there afterwards and he's looking at this broken glass and he started to think to himself, what will I tell my father? What am I going to tell Avinu Shebashamayim? He was reminded, he didn't even know it was Hanukkah that night. He didn't even know it was Hanukkah that night. And here he's reminded, it's Hanukkah, what life have I been living? What will I tell my father? And then he went straight to the store, and he bought a menorah, and he bought oil, and he gathered up all that broken glass. And he came home that night, and his wife looked at him, what are you doing? He says, tonight we're lighting Hanukkah menorah. We haven't done that ever. I know, but things are going to be different. And first it was Hanukkah menorah, and the Hanukkah menorah led to a little bit of davening and a little bit of Shabbos, and today we're completely shomer Torah mitzvahs. That Hanukkah menorah, that broken glass, what will I tell my father, brought us all back. And that's why I keep that broken glass displayed with all my most precious, valuable entities in my break front to remind me every moment of what's most important in my life. What will I tell my father? Each and every one of us, we're about to enter into the Heilig Yontov of Chanukah. And we're going to all light the Chanukah licht. And lighting the Chanukah licht is not just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to lighten up our hearts, to lighten up our neshamas. To remind us, Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk. To remind us to take one foot out. To remind us what our priorities are. To remind us where our passion should be. To remind us where we want to really be spending our time. To remind us what we really need and not to look around and not, it doesn't need to be like the Yevonim world of competition. It's my life. I'm bringing it back. I'm taking hold of it. I'm finding happiness in my life. And that way we'll be Zoichet to Yisoy D'Chanukah, taking the Regel Min Hashuk. and b'zoichet only simcha, and b'zoichet only bracha, b'zoichet to all feel the aura of Chanukah for each and every one of us, for a heilige mishpacha, as a lichtige Chanukah, a heilige Chanukah of only simcha and bracha. We should feel this geula. We should have geulas and simcha and bracha, b'zoichet toivas in our mishpachas, until we're zoichet to the ultimate geula with Mashiach Zekeinu, b'karv mamish, b'mehirah b'yameinu.